This is the presiding bishop's column with Elizabeth Eaton. She entitles it, "The Cross is the True Gift of Christmas." I remember this jarring image. It was the Christmas Eve candlelight service at my home congregation. A banner depicting Mary and Joseph in the manger had been hung from the ceiling at the front of the nave, completely obscuring the large suspended cross. I'd seen that banner on Sunday mornings, but on this Christmas Eve, in the semi-darkness, something else appeared. A spotlight that illuminated the cross now shone on the banner with the effect of making the outline of the cross appear as the background of the Christmas scene. The cross on Christmas? I didn't want the crucified Christ casting a shadow on the Christ child. Christmas is about angels and shepherds and the babe lying in a manger, not betrayal and death. I didn't like it. Christmas can be such a fraught season. It's forced to carry so much emotional freight. We must be merry. We must be filled with good cheer. We must be home surrounded by family. We must turn our lives into the happy endings of every TV Christmas special. There's a certain drivenness to get everything done, to get everything perfect by the stroke of midnight on December 24th. Secular culture reflects this, A Christmas Carol, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas are stories of redemption. The song I'll Be Home for Christmas and the film Home Alone are filled with wistful longing. I remember a MASH episode where the doctors in the operating room turned the clock back to 11:59 p.m. on the 24th so a young soldier's death wouldn't be recorded on Christmas. But what are we longing for? Certainly, we'll want peace in our homes and in the world. We want love and a place to belong. We want life and the end of all the deadly things in the world that bring death and destruction. We want reconciliation. We want rest. We want hope. We want the assurance that all of this means something. We want to know that someone cares, and so we try to accomplish all those things and squeeze it all into the weeks between Thanksgiving and Christmas Day. And no wonder we can find ourselves exhausted and empty on December 26th. The mall scene the day after Christmas, returning broken toys and ill-fitting or unwanted sweaters, the picked-over look of marked-down Christmas decorations and wrapping paper is the retail version of the reality of a broken world that doesn't know peace or love or hope. Except, the hope of Christmas is fulfilled on Good Friday. The cross is part of Christmas. Nails, spear shall pierce him through, the cross be borne for me and you. Hail, hail, the Word made flesh, the babe, the Son of Mary. All of our Christmas glories are realized in Jesus' glorification on the cross. We have peace, we have hope, we are loved. And not just at Christmas. The cross is the Christmas gift. Through it, God reconciles and heals. Through it, God's love is made known. And in God's love, we are known and have our home. And it's a gift. We don't have to spend our energy and time hoping to attract the gift or the giver by making everything right by Christmas. If we aren't physically at home, if our lives are not turned into the happy endings of the TV Christmas specials, if we're estranged from family, if we're not merry, even if we should die, this gift has come to us. Let us be gentle with ourselves and each other this Advent and Christmas. Let's not fret about the imperfect lives we lead and the incomplete holiday preparations. We won't ever get it completely right. That's God's work. It's the best gift exchange ever. Martin Luther wrote, "Is not this a beautiful, glorious exchange by which Christ, who is wholly innocent and holy, not only takes upon himself another's sin, that is, my sin and guilt, but also clothes and adorns me, who am nothing but sin, with his own innocence and purity, and then, besides, dies the shameful death of the cross for my sake, that I may live with him eternally."